USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The yeas are 84, the nays are 10. The bill is passed.
Just hours before funding was to run out, the Senate has aligned with the House, approving a measure that will keep the government running through December 11th. The bill now heads to President Trump for his signature. Over in the House, a new round of coronavirus aid has been postponed to allow more talks with the Trump administration on a more bipartisan plan. Earlier, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell expressed frustration that the package has been stalled again.
I've made it clear, and my colleagues have as well, that we would like to see another rescue package. We actually had a vote on one that included, by the way, coverage for pre-existing conditions. Just a few weeks ago, every single Democrat prevented us from moving forward with that bill.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The organization that sets the procedures for presidential debates has announced that it plans to restructure the events going forward after the chaos and verbal sparring of the night before. The Commission on Presidential Debates works with campaigns to determine the rules and topics of each of the general election debates. The organization said that after Tuesday night's chaos, the format for the second two debates would need further consideration. The moderator for the night's debate, Fox News host Chris Wallace, faced criticism from spectators who said he didn't do enough to rein in the participants, President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The commission did praise Wallace, though, for doing what he could. The president frequently interrupted and spoke over Biden, who at one point told the president to shut up. Few issues were discussed at enough length to give the viewers an idea of where each candidate stood. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Former FBI Director James Comey has defended his actions to investigate possible links between the Trump 2016 presidential campaign and Russian operatives. Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee as part of its oversight into the Crossfire Hurricane investigation, Comey disputed assertions by Trump, Republican senators, and Attorney General William Barr that the probe was unfounded and politically motivated. Comey said that the probe eventually resulted in nearly 200 criminal charges and dozens of indictments or guilty pleas after being taken over by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Republicans have long criticized the inquiry. The Trump administration declared invalid 2 of 4 surveillance warrants related to former campaign advisor Carter Page after Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz outlined 17 inaccuracies in 3 applications filed under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. In 2018, the president directed the department to declassify text messages sent by Comey and former FBI officials Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Justice Department official Bruce Orr. Committee Chair Senator Lindsey Graham repeatedly pressed Comey on why Page was targeted for surveillance, despite the emergence of exculpatory information. Senator Patrick Leahy criticized Graham's handling of the hearing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.